when I launched my very first book, the Dotcom Seekers book, I didn't know any podcasters. So I went through the whole podcast directory and there's, you know, hundreds of really good podcasts. So I sent every single one of them a copy of the book. And they're like, hey, here's my book. Can I be on your podcast? And within like a week, I got a call back from, I didn't know him at the time. I knew who he was, but I didn't know him personally. It was John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneur Fire. And JLD's like, dude, your book's awesome. I want to interview you on the podcast. And I'm like, okay. So he interviewed me on the podcast. We told some stories like this. We told people to go buy them a copy of the book. And from that one interview, we sold over 500 copies of the nice. Dotcom Seekers book. So I got one yes, and I got 500 customers from it, right? And then I got probably a dozen other podcasters who had let me on the shows as well. And like that strategy is really powerful because one yes opens up 1,000 yeses.
Boom, 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 boom.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki. Yo, sup? How are you?
I'm doing well. We're still in lockdown.
We are in lockdown, so we're virtual again. It seems to be working out. We still got our flow. Yeah. Still a little lag, you know, in the interwebs since everyone's using the internet right now.
So. Yeah. Yep. Today we actually have a kind of a legend in our marketing space. You know, he's legendary. He's known for a very popular guns. Course that he put out. Yeah, the potato gun course.
How to make a potato gun.com.
That's obviously what he's most known for in the world is the potato gun stuff.
You know it. And, you know, ClickFunnels as well. So yeah,
he's also one of the co-founders of ClickFunnels. He wrote Dotcom Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Traffic Secrets is the newest book. And today on this episode, we're going to really hone in on the traffic secrets stuff.
With Russell Brunson. Let's not forget who. Yeah. So we got Russell on the show. It's a shorter show, but we got a lot with the time that we had. And we had the pleasure of getting the books actually before they're even released right now, or at least this new book, Traffic Secrets. And obviously, we've chatted with a lot of traffic folks on the podcast. But what we both love about the traffic book, Traffic Secrets, is it's not like here, click this button and do this thing, do that thing that are just outdated in like a week. But it's like, here are the paradigm shifts that you need to go through to really understand traffic, but not just like the ad networks or all that stuff, but like the business as a whole. And I think there's a lot of big ahas for both of us that we experienced.
Yeah, so this is a very densely packed episode. We had 30 minutes with Russell today, and so we tried to get as much out of this episode as we could. And Joe and I felt like the biggest impact we can get was really focusing on those paradigm shifts that Joe was just mentioning. I also, out of curiosity, wanted to know the story behind how he got on The Prophet and got to know Marcus Lemonis. And he graciously gave us that story as well. But what you're really going to come away from this episode understanding is why you should be using these different traffic sources and like what their uses are versus the actual tactics. You can get the tactics in his book, his Traffic Secrets book. We actually have a URL for you. If you go to hustleandflowchart.com/traffic, you can go get his Traffic Secrets book. And he breaks down the tactics. Like he literally at the end of each chapter says, if you're going to use Google ads or if you're going to use Google, here's what I would do on a daily basis. Here's what I do on a weekly basis. Here's what I do on a monthly basis. And he breaks it down to that granular level. And that's all inside the book. So what we wanted to talk about here is more of the why behind the various traffic strategies, the sort of higher level hows, the Dream 100 concept, the philosophies, the why you should understand the history of these various traffic sources. We really dive into a lot of that kind of stuff in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if you're a novice starting with no traffic or even no business right now, amazing first start is get the Traffic Secrets book. But also even if you're a veteran, guarantee like there are just minute things you probably haven't thought about. And I really do love his Dream 100 concept. And it's kind of sprinkled throughout the entire book in different formats. And we cover that inside this in this podcast at a high level. And you can see like exactly how it then translates into actually running traffic too. But also like it's kind of like how we use the Dream 100 to get guests on the show. I mean, I've said to Russell, I'm like, you were on there. And but like he does the same thing. And like you said, you know, Marcus Lemonis was on his Dream 100. And then that turned into like what you just said, being on The Profit and all these other things, building funnels for him. So really cool stuff, man. So yeah, hustleandflowchart.com/traffic. You can get the book, and it's he basically, you know, it's, I think it's like $10 for shipping. It's something like that if you're in the US, like Russell said in this episode, maybe a little bit more international. But either way, it's a no-brainer. If you, hustleandflowchart.com/traffic.
Yes. And speaking of traffic, Ahrefs is a really cool tool for SEO.
They are absolutely amazing and perfect timing for this episode too. So you've been actually using Ahrefs to uncover, we might have already talked about it, but I feel like you're digging in deeper with Ahrefs. I feel like we've used Ahrefs for what, like 3 years or so? 3+ years?
Yeah, a long time. Remember.
And then like just the other day, you're like, hey, look what's happening over here. I'm seeing some trends like that are very interesting for these keywords for this product that we sell as an affiliate. Hey, I think we should run some more ads over here because search traffic's going way up and we didn't know that.
I'm literally going into Ahrefs and doing a search for specific terms and looking at the trends of how SEO or search traffic is affecting these keywords, right? So I could go in there and see like, ooh, this keyword, more and more people are searching for it. Maybe we should try to SEO some content around it. Maybe we should buy some ad traffic to that keyword and really sort of leaning in on some of the trends we're seeing, which is kind of something new that I've been doing. That and finding PPC terms. I've actually recently learned that I could go and plug in some of our competitors' URLs in there and it'll tell me what PPC terms they're bidding on and I can decide whether or not I want to bid on some of those same terms, but just so much cool stuff that you can do with it.
Yeah, so Ahrefs, it's Ahrefs.com. And yeah, they're amazing sponsors and you can get a trial for $7, 7-day trial and basically experience all of these features. And there are a lot. So doubt you can get through them all in 7 days, but you can sure as heck like see what's possible and then start a handful of these things. Like do what Matt just said. Basically look at your competitors and like, boom, look at all these opportunities right there. And you can see what's actually working for them, where the traffic's at. So Ahrefs.com. You'll love it.
Yeah. And I did mention this was a fairly densely packed episode where we kind of squeezed a lot of content out of Russell in a shorter amount of time than we normally have, which means you're probably going to want the notes on this. You can get the notes by going to hustleandflowchart.com/comp, or you can text the word comp to 38470 and we'll hook you up with the notes there too. If you do decide to become an Evergreen Profits member, you'll be able to access the whole video version that we did because this was actually on video with Russell. We'll make sure that's in the members area for anybody to view so you can actually see ours and Russell's beautiful face on camera while we have a conversation together.
He showed off his some diagrams in the book for demonstration purposes. And I think he was in his house because he's quarantined too or locked down. So it's like, we're all getting different experiences with folks right now, you know?
Yep. So hustleandflowchart.com/comp to get the notes or text the word comp to 38470. You can get the notes for free, but you got to be quick. They're available for 2 weeks. After that, they get locked into the members area and you got to be a member to get access. Let's do it with Mr. Potato Gun. I mean, Russell Brunson.
So Russell, thanks, man. We'll do a kind of re-intro. Thanks for coming on the show here. And we're talking about traffic secrets and everything traffic related and what it's like the end of your trilogy with the whole box set that you got behind you, people watching. So it's fascinating, man. I felt like it was a good perspective shift, you know, when it comes to traffic, of how to organize traffic and how to do it consistently. I felt like that was kind of a big takeaway for me. Matt's playing with the box over there.
I'm just trying to get my copy out so I have it in front of me.
It gets stuck in the box.
I know. I haven't been working out in quarantine, so I got to do this. You know?
I think what we wanted to talk to you about today on this episode is not necessarily getting into the actual traffic tactics. I mean, anybody who grabs this book, which you're going to be basically giving it away. Anybody who grabs it can actually get the tactics by reading the book. I think what we wanted to talk about is more the sort of philosophy behind the traffic and talk a little bit about the sort of mindset shifts that people need to have, because I think that was one of the things that Joe and I got when we went through this book, is there's a lot of different perspective changes around traffic that you get from going through this book. The tactics are in there as well. I love how at the end of each chapter, you've got like a little breakdown of like daily do this, weekly do this, monthly do this. I mean, that's amazing. But I think what was the most valuable for me was just some of the perspective shifts around like the Dream 100 and knowing the sort of goal behind the traffic sources and things like that. So I think that's where we really want to sort of dive in.
Cool. I think it's interesting because most people, when they think about traffic, especially because the last, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, like traffic's been kind of easy. Like you go to Facebook, you set up an ads account and boom, you got traffic. And, but for anyone who's been doing this for a long time, you remember back when we got started, like I got started before Facebook and before MySpace and before Friendster, before there were social networks. And it was different. Like I remember seeing like, how do I get traffic? And everyone's like, I don't know. And so we just try stuff all the time. I remember back then I wanted to learn this, but it wasn't like internet marketing people you could hire or seminar. Like there wasn't that kind of stuff happening back then. Mm-hmm. So I joined this group with all these old school direct response guys like Dan Kennedy and Bill Glazer. And I remember joining, and I go to this thing and I was the only internet nerd in the room. And they used to tease me so bad. They'd come in with a letter and envelope like, Russell, this is a letter. We send these in the mail. People can actually open them. Have you ever seen one before? I'm like, oh, you know. But I remember at one of those first meetings I was at, I can't remember who it was, but one of the guys there said, he said, the reason why a lot of internet marketers struggle and they have these big ups and downs is they think the internet is a business. And he's like, the internet's not a business. You guys understand that, right? And I'm like, no, I thought it was a business. He's like, no, like the internet is a media channel. It's like, if you look at direct mail and radio and TV and newspapers, those are all media channels. And the internet is just a media channel as well. And when you understand it that way, it's like, the principles that work in direct mail and radio are the same principles that work over here. And so you look at it a little bit differently and like, oh, this is a media channel. So the stuff that we knew were true, like all the strategies that work in these other channels also work here. As opposed mm-hmm. to most people are like, oh, I do Facebook ads. So they figure out like this one loophole, this one tactic, and they do that. But if their ads account gets shut down or prices change or whatever, like most people, like that's the end of their business. They lose it. And so my goal with this book was to get like the whole conversation for all of us entrepreneurs just thinking differently about how to get traffic. Cause there are so many ways to get traffic that aren't Facebook. And there's so many other ways to do it. Most that are better, but nobody even knows about them cause they're all just focused on the one simple one that's easy to do right now.
And yeah. So
that's one of my major goals with this.
Yeah. I think you achieved it, man, because you started off with talking about, you know, how to make a potato gun.com and like how getting all started. I remember those days too. I remember looking at the website. It was great, man. Never made one though. Probably should. But you had like a good story in there how, you know, it was just really cheap traffic at the time. And then the Google slap days came and it basically forced you to innovate and create a funnel on the back end so you can then, you know, earn off of the $3 clicks or so it was on the front end. And I just thought just that story and then the evolution of, you know, obviously more platforms increasing rates or restrictions or whatever it might be, competition. My whole takeaway from that was like it's forcing entrepreneurs to really get innovative and creative with funnels and that back end system. And without that thing, I mean, you're kind of... good luck. You might get lucky here and there, but I kind of wanted to talk about that and that whole perspective change that you had back then and how it carries over now with funnels and kind of that whole unseen piece of the traffic funnel.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think a lot of times people are like, oh, traffic is over here and funnels are over here and they're different. And like, when you read the book, you'll see like how close they all fit together, how important they are because traffic is not hard to get, right? I can go outside and I can go to any platform and dump money in and people will show up at my website. But if like your funnel's not good or doesn't convert or doesn't make enough money, like it doesn't. So like the two things work hand in hand. And one of the core principles I learned way back in the day was from Dan Kennedy. He said, whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that at first. He said that it didn't mean much to me. And that's when I had my little potato gun DVD, right? And I was selling mm-hmm. my potato guns. And, you know, I tell the story in the book, but like, it was super, like, it remembers Google back 15, 16 years ago. It was so simple. Like, mm-hmm. like clicks were like 5 cents a click. It was so simple. Like you just put up an ad, put up a thing and it just worked. You're like, I remember thinking I was the smartest person on the earth. Like I'm a genius. You know, I thought it was so cool. And I was for like 2 or 3 months until like, I was at the very end of this amazing gravy train where all of a sudden this thing came that we call the Google slap. And instantly I went from 5 cent clicks to like $3 clicks. And now like I would, you know, before I would spend, I don't know, $10 to sell a $30 DVD. Now I'm spending like $50, $60 to send to sell a $30 DVD. Hmm. And really quickly that the math does not work on that. And so the rules all got changed. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And that's, I had a couple of experiences about that time. One, I heard this guy named Mike Littman said, he said, amateurs focus on the front end. And again, I'm like, I don't understand what he's talking about. Like, but all I had was my potato gun DVD. And then I had this one friend who came up to me and, he said, well, when someone buys your DVD, what else do you sell them? I was like, that's all I had. Like the only product. And he's like, dude, he's like, you're missing the whole, he's like, when you go to McDonald's and they sell you a Big Mac, what's the first question they always ask you? And I don't think they do it anymore, but they did back in the day. Right. And they're like, well, do you want to sell that? They would upsell you. And he was like, yeah, you realize McDonald's makes $0 on their Big Mac, right? That's, they lose money. They make money when you buy the fries and the Coke. All the profit comes from fries and a Coke. And I was like, huh. I was like, well, how does that work for my potato gun DVD? And he was like, well, he's like, what's the next thing somebody needs? They buy the DVD. What's the next logical thing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't even know. And it was like, oh, the next logical thing. Well, then now they have to go to the store and they got to buy pipes and a barbecue igniter and like all these things. He's like, well, what if you upsold them a potato gun kit? And I was like, oh my gosh, I could do that. So I found a guy, excuse me. I'm in Boise, Idaho. So we're like potato gun or potato capital of the world. And there's a guy in Northern Idaho who lo and behold makes potato guns for a living and drop ships them. So I set up a deal with him. And we said, someone buy my DVD, they'd upsell these potato gun kits and you would drop ship them to him. And sure enough, one out of three people who bought the DVD started buying these kits. And so because of that, I was making way more money for every customer. And so Google's ad cost didn't ever come down, but I was making more per customer. Now I was spending the same $50 a day, but now I was making $150 because the funnel was better. Mm-hmm. And also like, I got what Dan Kennedy said, whoever spends the most money to acquire a customer wins. I was like, I can spend $50 to get a customer and nobody else can. And that was like the light bulb for me. I was like, the funnel, like that's the big secret. And we started geeking out, right? And I started going to all these other businesses like, okay, like let me take your business and let's take it from a static product to a funnel. And there's different funnels, different ways. And we started doing that. And it became fascinating because if I got the funnel right, I could spend five times more money to get a customer than anybody else. And we would just demolish everyone else in the market. We just suck up all the customers. Yep. So we get those few pieces together, like the traffic and the funnels. That's when it gives you the ability to really blow things up quickly.
Yeah. I love that. Now, I had a question because this came up in multiple chapters in the book. Every time you talked about like a new sort of traffic source, every time you talked about, you know, Google or Facebook or one of those sources, you talk about understanding the history of the traffic source. Why do you think it's important to understand the history of the various traffic sources?
Yes. So if you had asked Russell this like 7 years ago, my answer would have been completely different. Because back 7 years ago, my goal was like, what's the loophole? Like, how are we going to like, get like, what's the backdoor access thing to get all the traffic, you know, like if I can figure out. So like we used to study Google and stuff because it's like, what were the algorithms? How do we beat the system? And for years we would do that. And it was like there were pros and cons because like we'd figure it out. We spend like 6 months doing all the stuff and we get ranked back on page number one and like a bunch of money's coming in. We're like, and then like it was shifting and we lose it. Mm-hmm. But it was always like this thing where we were trying to find the loophole and exploit it. The problem is like when you're doing that, you're always kind of, it's just like, it's not a long-term.
Right.
Business. So when we launched ClickFunnels, I remember talking to my team. I was like, let's do this differently. Like, let's don't try to like figure out the loophole. Instead, let's really get aligned with what the networks want. Because if we can align with them and give them what they want, then they'll reward us, mm-hmm. which is a different mindset than I ever had. Because I think most entrepreneurs were like, how do we hack the system? And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm going to try to like, how do I bow down to the powers that be and like, and do it the way they want. And so for me, I like going to a thing and like understanding the history of like, what have they done? Why have they done it? And why they've done it. Because then if I see where they're going, what they're trying to do, and I can see where they're trying to go to, then it's like, okay, this is what they're rewarding people for right now. It's not, mm-hmm. not the loophole, but this is what they want to create. So it's like, now I know, understand what they want me to create. Let me go and create a bunch of those things. I think one of the first times I ever like had the success was when Google first launched Google Hangouts. Mm-hmm. And they wanted people publishing on Google Hangouts or whatever. So I was like, okay. So I started publishing daily on Google Hangouts. And man, any keyword I would do a Google Hangout about the next day or within like hours, I was on page one for that. And I was like, so I was doing Google Hangouts like four times a day and every keyword phrase I could think of. And like, and they were rewarding me and it grew. And it was amazing. And that was the thing, right? Facebook was the same thing. When Facebook Live came out, they were rewarding people like crazy because they wanted to get everyone to move off of Periscope and come over to them.
Right.
And start publishing and they rewarded us. So it's like, figuring out where are they going? What do they want you to do? And then do that. And they'll just reward you as you do it along the way. And so that's kind of the mindset shift. And so each of these chapters, like the networks I do show, I kind of try to show that the mm-hmm. history and then how understanding this history gives us a glimpse of where we should be going. But it also helps you understand that, like, again, my biggest fear of writing this book was what happens if next week the government shuts down Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook is no longer there, whatever, who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want the book to be irrelevant. So it's like, when you understand the principles, it's like, okay, what's the next platform that's coming out? If it's TikTok or Twitch or some new system that all of us are going to make next weekend that comes out, you know, like, how do you understand these things so you can apply it to whatever the platform is at the time?
Yeah. And that was actually my bigger, that was the very first thing I thought about when I saw Traffic Secrets and, you know, got it in the mail. I was like, is it going to have a bunch of screenshots of like Facebook or Google platforms? I'm like, this is going to be over in like a month.
You know? You're so quick, Russell.
Yeah. Good luck with that. But it doesn't. And that's the beautiful thing. So, but yeah, I love it because, I mean, like in Facebook right now, groups are really big and engagement.
They ran Super Bowl commercials promoting groups.
Right. That's great.
Yeah. That shows how much Google wants you to be doing groups right now. So it's like, okay, if they're going to buy Super Bowl ads to get people in groups, that's what they want us to do. So let's go build groups right now. And you'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah, we're seeing almost, it's almost on par with the email list right now, which is ridiculous. You know, doesn't take a lot of work. So one of the things you bring up too, and I thought this is really cool because we modified this from, I think, a mutual buddy of ours, Roland Frazier and Chet Holmes, is the Dream 100 strategy. We use it to get dream guests on our podcast. You were on there. Mm-hmm. And and a whole bunch of other folks. But I like how you're using it to get your dream customers. And then, of course, you know, extend it into all these other methods. And one of the questions, common question is like, how do I start? You know, I have a business. I don't really have connections. I don't know what to do. Where do I start with my traffic? And I really love what you're saying is like, get to know and really love and understand and just like obsess over your dream customers. So can you get and give us just like an overview? I know it's a deep strategy, but of the Dream 100 strategy from your side of things.
Yeah. I did initially learn from Chet Holmes. Chet was a friend of mine before he passed away. And and he would use the Dream 100 strategy. Like what he would do, for those who don't know, he would go and say, okay, here's the 100 clients that I want to land as like big, huge consulting clients. So he had 100 people and he'd go aggressively market to these 100 people. He had whole campaigns, what he would do. And I remember he told me that and I was like, well, I sell books and I sell software. Like I can't spend $500 on a campaign to get someone to buy a book. Like I'll be broke really quick. And I couldn't quite connect the dots for a little while. And then one day I realized, I was like, wait a minute. And I talked about this, like chapter one of the book's like, who is your dream customer? Chapter two is like, where are these people congregating, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, for example, let's say you're in health and fitness. So your dream customer is obsessed with health and fitness. So like, what are the health and fitness blogs that they read? Maybe there's 5 blogs or 20 blogs. What are the podcasts they listen to? There's a whole bunch of podcasts. What are the Facebook groups they're part of? You start looking for all these different congregations. So that was step two. And then step three was like, okay, now I found like there's 300,000 people on this blog learning about health and fitness. Who is the person that owns that blog? Who's the person, if I can get them to like me and build a relationship, that they could like basically give me access to the entire, you know, to 100 customers or 1,000 customers? Who's the person who owns the podcast? And so one of the things we show, I think it's page 41. Yeah, page 41 in the Travis Secrets book. For those who can see this, I know some of you guys are listening, but if you can see it, I have this little chart here. It says it has all different networks of Facebook, Instagram, podcast. So what I do is I go say, okay, who on Facebook already has my dream customer? So who's already congregating together? They've got a group or they've got a fan page or they've got something where my customers that I want are already hanging out there. So I write down the names of all those people here. Then I go to Instagram. Who are all the influencers that my dream customers are already following? And I list out all as many of those as I can. Then who are all the people, all the podcasters that have my dream customers listening to the podcast? And YouTube. And I go through all these different things. And eventually I get a list of like 100 people or so, maybe 150 or 200. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be 100 exactly, but whatever it is, you have your list of your dream 100. And then the question is like, okay, how do I market directly to these people? Because if I can get one of those people to say yes, it's not like I made one customer. It's like if that person says yes, it could open up 500 or 1,000 customers. Like a good example is when I launched my very first book, the .com Seekers book, I didn't know any podcasters. So I went through the whole podcast directory and there's, you know, hundreds of really good podcasts. So I sent every single one of them a copy of the book. And they're like, hey, here's my book. Can I be on your podcast? And within like a week, I got a call back from, I didn't know him at the time. I knew who he was, but I didn't know him personally. It was John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Par, Entrepreneur Fire. And JLD's like, dude, your book's awesome. I want to interview you on the podcast. And blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So he interviewed me on the podcast. We told some stories like this. We told people to go buy them a copy of the book. And from that one interview, we sold over 500 copies of the .com Secrets book. So I got one yes, and I got 500 customers from it, right? And then I got probably a dozen other podcasters who had let me on the shows as well. And that strategy is really powerful because one yes opens up 1,000 yeses. So it's kind of how we begin. And as you get deeper in the book, like that strategy is the core to everything, right? Because the same thing, like where do I buy ads from? Well, what if I buy ads from the following of my Dream 100, right? Like JLD, I'll get him promoted on the show, but maybe I can buy ads in his podcast. Maybe I can follow his people on Facebook and Instagram and show them at, you know, and so it's like,
yep,
like all of our traffic strategies are all based off of this one core foundational concept of the Dream 100.
That's what I really liked about that too. And even in the book, there's what, three phases. I think they're in like 13 or 14 day segments of kind of like always how to keep that engine running with the Dream 100. So it's like, all right, once that person's off the list, even, you know, obviously nurture, do what you will, but throw another person on there, study them, and then kind of go through the motions that way. Everything is just very systematic and it just kind of makes it just clear as day. You're just like, oh, okay, this is what I should do. It's not this whole mess of like, I don't know what to look at in the interwebs. But yeah, so I thought that was rad. Matt, do you have something over there?
Yeah, well, it's sort of a change of topic, but it's more of a curiosity question. So I was, I'm a big fan of the show The Prophet with Marcus Lemonis, and there was an episode where ClickFunnels was featured for the watch company, and I'm kind of curious how that whole thing came about. Just, you know, just out of interest.
Well, so number one, Marcus Lemonis. So it's my favorite. It's like my favorite show. I love it. So mm-hmm. he was like definitely on my Dream 100. But I thought he was like he's the CEO of Camping World, runs a billion businesses, and he's on TV. You know, I was like, there's no way. So, but he's on my list. So I'm like, well, how do we get to him? And I tried like messaging him and like nothing. I tried a bunch of stuff. So finally, I'm like, we have our event for Funnel Hacking Live. Maybe I hire him to be a speaker. And so finally got a hold of someone on his team, and so we hired him to come speak at Funnel Hacking Live. So we did, came, and they gave us this time to get to know him, build a relationship with him. And he liked our audience loved him, he loved them. And I remember right before he went and spoke, we sat down and he's like, so what do you guys do? And we're like, oh, we're like a funnel builder or, you know, website builder. And he's like, well, why is everyone out there so excited? Because I've been to website conferences and people don't normally go crazy. I'm like, oh, well. So we kind of explained him what a funnel was, and he got all excited. So after he spoke, when he left, so funny. Most of the people that speak at our events, like they come in their private planes and jet, y'all just think.
Yeah.
Marcus Lemonis like jumps into the Uber and like take it. He's so cool, like so laid back. But anyway, he's texting me from the Uber. He was like, I want you to build funnels for some of my companies. And so we built funnels for like, if you watch the show, like Sweet Pete's and Pawpack and Inca's Shoes and like five or six companies of his we built funnels for.
Yeah.
And then one day he messaged me and it was so funny because he's like, you're being recorded right now. Is that okay? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, hey, so I'm here right now with two guys and they have this company called Flex Watches and they know exactly who you are and they need a funnel. And like, would you be willing to come out here and build a funnel? I'm like, you know, but it all came back. Like it's, and you know, then we were on the show and a whole bunch of amazing stuff came from that. But it all, you know, rewind back, it all came back from like, he was on my Dream 100 and we targeted him and figured out how to build a relationship. Like all the stuff we talk about in here, we did. Excuse me. At the same time, we're also buying ads to his audience, you know, like they're like, we're doing the whole process. He was just one of the people on the Dream 100 who I looked up to and admired. And luckily we had a chance to work with.
That's cool.
That's sweet, man. That's really cool. And that's that was actually something Roland Frazier, you know, that's just how we use the Dream 100 as well sometimes. Is like, hey, he let us know. It's like, you can pay for them to be a speaker even on your podcast. But from there, think about the relationship that can be built after you just open the door once and then do your homework using the Dream 100 process. Make sure you're not just, you know, flying blind when you get the conversation going. But like that, that's just a perfect case study right there of anything can happen once you open that door. There was something in your book that actually I liked. I think it was like at the very end and it wasn't like traffic specifically, but I think it was a good like reframe. If you're ever focusing on anything in traffic specifically, it was how can I give myself a raise every day? And just keeping that question in mind, I'm curious, like from your perspective, like how you would implement that, of course, in traffic, but just in life, business, how do you apply that?
Yeah. It's funny because like most people, if they want a raise, it's like, hey, I'll work for 2 years and I'll ask my boss for a raise. Or if you're, you know, a business professional or whatever, it's like, I'll get my master's degree and then I'll get a raise. But entrepreneurs, like we have the ability to write our own paychecks, right? So it's like, okay, how do I do it? And usually for us, there's a couple little hinges that swing big doors, right? Mm-hmm. Like for me, if I can increase the conversion on a funnel, I make more money from, you know, moving forward.
Sure.
So every day I come in, I'm like, the funnels are driving traffic to you. Like, what can I do to give myself a raise today? Like, is there a better headline I could use? Is there a different way to structure the pay? You know, like what are those things, little things like that? The other side of it, which is more related to traffic is just how many people come in today. So like one of the KPIs, the key metrics we look at every single day. In fact, every morning, all the entire ClickFunnels staff with 400 people log on, do a big Zoom meeting just like this.
Wow.
And we all go through it's a 7-minute meeting. Where we go through all of our KPIs and it holds everyone cross accountable to each other. But one of them is how many people joined our list yesterday. And, cause that is like, you know, if you look at the metrics and the math, you make money based on how many people on your list. So how many people joined our list today? Like we're looking at that number every single day. And it's like, if we can make that every day, if that grows, ClickFunnels making more money, which means I'm making more money, which means I'm giving myself a raise every day. So I pick those key metrics that are like, you know, and like one's our list, one's conversions, one's how many people join ClickFunnels today. Like there's a couple little things like that. And it's just every day coming in as a team looking at that. And it's interesting them, they say that what you measure grows unless you're in weight loss and what you measure shrinks. But everything else you measure actually grows. So it's like, what are the things that if you look at them every single day, and if they grow, it'll give yourself a raise today, or it'll make you healthier, or whatever that thing is. Like, look at that and then daily track it, daily look at it. Because the more you look at it, the more your brain starts subconsciously trying to figure out ways to fix it and try to improve it and things like that, and just making it something you're super aware of.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how we do it with our team. How do we give ourselves a raise?
No, I like it. Yeah. In the book, I think you're like, okay, well, you know, how do I add more people to Dream 100? How do I bring more affiliates in? How do I get them to promote more, incentivizing them in better ways so that, yeah, it's traffic. It's just a really cool question. I was like, huh, I like that. I'm going to write that down. And like, it's a perfect thing to just go through the books, but just every single day that I think it just really focuses on where you should be at. And you know, it's kind of the whole 80-20 or even going slimmer down into the options that you got in front of you.
That's awesome.
So
yeah. So I guess one more question and then we'll let you jump off because I know you got to get to some other stuff. One of the things you talk about towards the end of the book as well is building an affiliate army. And I think right now in this sort of current environment that we're in where everybody's kind of stuck at home and uncertainty, I actually think affiliate marketing is a huge opportunity for people right now. What sort of advice do you give people for... let's see, which side of the coin do I want to talk about here? I guess for traffic, how would we go and get affiliates for our product? What's some like quick advice or tips for getting people excited to promote one of your products?
Yeah, that's a great question. Affiliate traffic is some of the best traffic because like they promote you, they risk their money and you only pay them if they make a sale. So it's like, it's great. But I think with affiliates, a couple things. Number one, like a lot of times your customers, people who already bought your product are like the best affiliates. A lot of times they don't know how to be an affiliate. So it's like, if you can train them and educate them on how to share this, then they'll become your biggest evangelist ever. Mm-hmm. I know when ClickFunnels first launched, that was our biggest thing. It's like, how do we get our customers like telling other customers? Like they have a good experience. They know people as well. So we made a really simple process where it's just like, you know, when you log in, like there's your link, grab it and give it to a friend. And if you get three friends, basically the software's free at this point. So like people would share it and that it made it really simple for them. So those kind of affiliates are your customers that you're turning into affiliates. Mm-hmm. Then there's the next tier of people who know what affiliate marketing is. And those guys need a little, they don't need education, but they need like, incentive, right? What's going to get them to do it, right? So looking for cash or bonuses or prize or something fun. So you probably notice with ClickFunnels, like about once a month, we do some kind of affiliate contest. Like we did a big affiliate contest from the book launch. We did one, every month Dave's like trying to figure out like, what's something like, let's give away some prizes. Cause it's like, people need a reason. Like they can promote anything. It's like, why would they promote yours? Well, what do they get different? Like why, you know, you try to make things that are fun and make offers that convert really well. And just, you know, I mean, you think about ClickFunnels, we've had this for almost 6 years now. And it's hard to get people to keep promoting something for 6 years straight. So right. Like, okay, how do we do it? Well, all right, let's write a book that then they can promote that, which then gets people to ClickFunnels. Let's do a webinar that gets, you know, and just giving them different things to promote and different exciting things to be able to keep promoting so that they can keep having different conversations and keep them engaged. So some of the things we do.
Right on. I like it, man. Well, let's wrap it up. We always, of course, let's tell them about, give them a, I guess the scoop on how they can get their hands on Traffic Secrets and maybe even that whole box set too.
Yes. So right now we're during the pre-launch. It's actually start shipping on May 5th, which is coming up soon. So, but you can pre-launch and order them right now. I don't know if you guys have a link or want me to send directly to the page, whatever.
You can spit out whatever link you got. We don't have it handy. We should have.
All right. Well, if you go to trafficseekers.com or click on these guys' link, whatever they have it, but if you go to trafficseekers.com, again, I prepaid for the books. You just cover the shipping and handling. And so it's like under $10 if you're in the US and a little bit more if you're international. That's kind of how we get. And there's a whole bunch of 5 or 6 free videos that are like amazing. Some of our like Prince CA who's got 3 billion views on Facebook of his videos. Did a whole video on like how to create viral videos. It was so simple. You're like, God, the guy's brilliant. We got Dean Graziosi who wrote the forward talking about some of his biggest traffic strategies. It's some really cool stuff you get for free as well. And then for anyone who's like, I want to go into this right now, some of the upsells are the audiobooks. You can start listening to this right away. I did spend 3 days in a studio reading this whole book. So you can get the audiobook. And then in the upsell path, if you want, one of the things that you'll see is like the box set, which is like my three books, Dotcom Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Traffic Secrets. These are the new updated hardbound versions. So if you read in the past, these are the new versions. And there's a lot of new stuff. Like, for example, the Dotcom Secrets book initially was 58,000 words, the first printing. For this new one, I deleted 30,000 words and it ended up over 93,000. Oh, so it's basically twice as big as it used to be and mostly new. And then same thing with I rewrote both these books and then Traffic. So they all kind of go together now. And this is the workbook that helps you work through them all. So that's in the upsell flow if you guys want the entire box set, which is
nice. Yeah, I've read the first two and I didn't realize that these new ones were completely updated and overhauled. So now I get to read them again. So
yes, you'll love it. What's funny because I wrote Dotcom Secrets initially. It was based on like my perception of the world because it's just it was my thoughts. And then we launched ClickFunnels at the same time. So in the last 5 years, I've been able to see hundreds of thousands of other people and like taking all that back and like making the tweaks to make it more, even more, I think, and hopefully better.
Hopefully better. And the workbook too. I think that's cool because you could bounce around and then actually follow along and kind of write your whole process there too. So that was unique. Had no clue that was even attached to it until we got it. Like, hell yeah. Super cool.
Awesome, Russell. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with us and spending the time. Really appreciate it.
And, a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me and thanks for making a fun interview. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, man. Everybody go pick up Traffic Secrets. It's amazing.
See you, man. Take care. All right. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
It was short and sweet, but to the point.
Yeah, it was. But you know, you and I, we weren't lying when you were saying that we read the book. I think I think you read a little more word for word, where I did a real quick skim over the book last night, but got the sort of high level points of the book.
It's a lot to read. like Russell said too.
it's a big book, but there is so much in there. You know, I think the thing that I really, really enjoyed about the book was the sort of schedules at the end of the book, right? Like at the end of each chapter. So for example, there's a chapter on Facebook ads. At the end, it's like, here's what you should do on a daily basis. Here's what you should do on a weekly basis. Here's what you should do on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. Right. And he has a lot of like diagrams. It's kind of funny. He's got this real like silly style with like stick figure drawings and stuff. He's really like, the book is really good at drawing out visual elements to explain the concepts.
All the books have done that. So like they have this whole like trilogy set that we're fortunate to get a kind of a pre-box set that had all of these, and they're hardcover too. That's the sound of hardcover. But like these things, face with it. But like these things, literally, they're like manuals for, well, this one's traffic. But I would say in addition to this, like not only just traffic, it's like, it's kind of like how we use our Dream 100. It's like opening doors for just new things for your business too, which really at the end of the day, traffic are people. If you think about it, it's not just running ads. It's like the other side of that. There are people, there are relationships and things that you can cultivate and doors you can open for opportunities. And traffic, Russell talked about some of those, like with Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet. But yeah, like Traffic Secrets is, and I know we've talked a lot about it. We don't usually do like a full episode of like, here's a book kind of thing. But literally it's a manual that Matt and I were talking about. It's like there's schedules that will swipe in here and we will use this for like doubling down on Facebook, for instance. For us right now, that is extremely, it's working very well. Even Russell talked about groups. I brought it up how our Hustle and Flowchart community is, and the Facebook group is basically on par, maybe even will overtake our email list in terms of engagement and all that. And it's honestly like more fun, you know, it's really cool because we could talk to a lot of your, you know, you guys listening. And it's at flowchartgroup.com if you ever wanted to join for free.
For free. Yeah. No, I mean, this was a great conversation. I love the conceptual ideas around traffic. I feel like on our podcast, we've done a lot of tactical episodes, right? Like if you want to learn about Facebook ads and really dive deep on Facebook ads, go check out, you know, the David Schloss episodes, the Kurt Molly episodes, the Nicholas Kuzmich episode. We have so many tactical episodes on Facebook ads, Google ads. You know, we've got John Belcher. We had Justin Brooke talk about Google ads. We've had so many different, you know, just ninjas with Google talk about Google strategies. All of those strategies have been on the podcast before, all the tactical stuff, and all the tactical stuff is in this book. But I think the thing that not enough people talk about is the why behind the traffic strategies. Mm-hmm. Like, why should I be doing using Google in this way? Why do I need to know the history of Google and why Google was initially developed? Why do I need to know the history of Facebook and why Facebook was initially developed? It's because over the years, people are trying, like Russell said it, he put it great. Over the years, people have tried to sort of hack these methods, right? People have tried to figure out what's the easiest way to get as much Facebook traffic as possible for as cheap as possible. Are there loopholes that I can find? Things like that. But at the end of the day, you get a lot better results if you sort of lean into what Facebook wants you to use Facebook for, what Google wants you to use Google for, right? So mm-hmm. I think sort of that high level knowledge behind the various traffic strategies is just as valuable, if not more valuable, than any individual tactic that you can learn.
Yep. Yep. So it's all those paradigm shifts. And I think there's a lot of them for everybody in here, no matter what skill level you got with traffic right now in business. So get the book. It's you know, it's basically just you paying for shipping, and it's tiny shipping. I mean, it's $10 or so for US and a little bit more for international. Not sure the exact prices, but just go to hustleandflowchart.com/traffic and you will get it. So that's about it, man. I think that's all I got.
I think that's a wrap. Thanks again to Russell Brunson for joining us today. Hustleandflowchart.com/traffic is the book. Hustleandflowchart.com/comp is where you can get the notes on this episode. So
that's it.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Before taking the time to listen, we want to give you something a little bit special. Every single episode that we do, we actually have somebody on our team take notes. We basically have a Cliff's Notes version of every episode where you can go and find all of the tips and tactics that they laid out, all of the resources that they laid out, all the good stuff from this episode. We actually have a nice simple notes version that you can find on our website. So go to evergreenprofits.com, find this episode that you just listened to, and give us your email address and we'll send you the notes. Thanks for listening.